Baltimore County has certainly come a long way since the early 90s when residents had to take their recycling to community drop-off centers. Does anyone remember doing that? That was that was avant-garde, right, Charlie? That was something where we were ahead of ourselves by doing that. But even back then, county residents understood the importance of recycling. Recycling conserves natural resources, saves energy, and landfill space, reduces pollution, it actually creates jobs, and most importantly to me right now, it helps the county's bottom line. All of us over the years, community leaders, elected officials, and our county residents have worked together as stewards committed to environmental protection. We've worked really hard to find creative ways to balance growth with our commitment to preserving open space, and we also are now focusing more importantly on protecting our waterways and natural areas. When we introduced this once-a-week recycling and trash collection, we again took that up a notch. You remember when we had to worry about that calendar? Is this a bottle day or is this a paper day? Bottles and cans this week, papers next. The next step that we did was that implementing, and when did we do this, Charlie?
February 2010 for the single family in town.
Okay, so 2 years ago we instituted single stream recycling, and that had some controversy, and we had debated this for several years because when you do single stream, you actually have a higher rate of contamination, so it's not all usable. But the reality is, and what we had hoped has happened, more people participate when it's single stream, so they don't have to separate those items in a different way. Am I right so far, Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm wrong, you can tell me or correct me, because I learned it all from you. So I want to make sure I was a good student on this. So this single stream recycling has really given us an opportunity to become a leader in this region in our effort to be clean and green and make sure our communities are clean and green, but also while effectively utilizing taxpayer dollars. So today we are here to share some very exciting news. In 2012, more than 52,500 tons of materials were collected from county residents for single stream recycling. This is an all-time county record. Now, it is approximately 1,200 more tons than what we collected last year in recycling. Ed Adams, can you give me a weight example of 52,500 tons? How many vehicles is that? How many dump trucks?
Dump truck's 40 tons.
Okay.
How much snow we didn't get yesterday.
Yes.
There you go.
If you wrote that line, I could have taken credit for it. Yes. All right.
That's good.
These 52,500 tons of collected material add up, interestingly, to more than $3 million in savings for the county in avoided disposal costs. So we pay $57 a ton to dispose of waste. By recycling, we have now saved $3 million in the past year for Baltimore County. Great accomplishment, and would not have happened without the great participation of not only the leadership from our county employees, but most importantly, the participation of our county residents. Now, in May of last year, we introduced our new website, bcrecycles.com. And the purpose of that website was to allow citizens to monitor how effectively their particular communities are recycling. And we divided the county into 44 communities, and the recycling rate information for the last 2 years is now available for each area. So that enables residents to see how their particular neighborhood and other areas of the county are doing in terms of recycling efforts. So based upon the curbside collection data available on our website, we are here, and where's our reporter from Catonsville Times? This is now your reason why we are here. In Catonsville, we are here to announce that the Catonsville Ola area has one of the highest curbside recycling rates in the county over the past 2 years. Their rate By the way, they not only have one of the highest rates in the past 2 years of recycling, but they have also increased their total collection rate. So it's a twofer here. So more people in this community are recycling, but also adding to the materials that they recycle. So the particular rate in December of 2012 alone had a recycling rate of 31.7%, meaning out of all the refuse that's collected for that area, 31.7% is set aside for recycling. That's an incredible stat. Charlie Riker tells me that on average, we think out of all the waste that you have in your house, 50% of it is the maximum that could be recycled. So for this community to achieve almost 32% out of a maximum 50 is a great, a very impressive task. So I congratulate the residents of this area, and I thank you all for your leadership in this effort. And it's obviously because of commitments from people in communities like Oella and Catonsville that we have increased that recycling tonnage in Baltimore County by more than 16,000 tons, which is how many? Almost a dump truck in just 3 years. So these numbers are obviously impressive. Now, the flip side of this is out of the total of 52,500 tons that we've collected for recycling, there still was a total of 300, I'm sorry, there was another 314,000 tons of residential trash that was collected in general collection. So if you think about that, that's 16%. Is that right?
About that.
So the rest of the county, you need to do more, all right? We know with the involvement of residents throughout the county, we can divert more recycling materials out of the trash and into the recycling bin, which in turn will avoid even more disposal costs. So to put it simply, we need more people to recycle, and we need people to recycle more.
You mentioned the importance of the bottom line in these tough budgetary times. I mean, this really makes an impact in the county, things like this where you can see cost savings?
Well, absolutely, Scott. If you think about it, $3 million was just saved this past year that we would otherwise pay for solid waste disposal. We're also looking at how do we expand or extend the life of our landfills. And the more we recycle, the more opportunities we have to have a longer life of that landfill, because landfills are scarce. So it has an environmental aspect benefit and a clear cost savings benefit.
And the cost savings you'll have when your own facility is up and running?
Well, the $25 million recycling center, we believe, will be self-supported. We will actually generate a profit, and we're entering into agreements with other jurisdictions to accept their recycling waste as well.